from the twisted realm of science and the darkest pits of reason comes chilling tales of godlessness. Bear witness to the unfathomable terror that is the Good Atheist.
Hello, everybody. This is Jacob.
And this is Ryan.
From The Good Atheist. As you've heard from the introduction, remember, we've got the intro, so we got a whole thing introducing who we are. No problem. We just say, I'm Jake, I'm Ryan, let's go, bam!
Wicked. Do we do the date anymore?
Nah, fuck the date. I always get, you know, I thought about the date, and I'm letting go of the date. Because I never publish it during that date. Sometimes I have, like, that one day thing where you're like, I can't post it now because it's going to get buried or whatever. So you just decide you're going to post it one more day, and then everybody listens to it, and it's like October 17th, and then they listen to it on, like, the 20th, so they don't give a shit.
Oh, what episode is this?
This is actually episode bonus show 31.
Okay, we'll figure it out by bonus show 100, I'm sure. We'll have an entry thing that works.
Yeah, well, it's difficult to just know when you have that intro, but you're not listening to it first. You're just kind of launching yourself into it. But, you know what? Technically now, I think that we have actually recorded 100 Good Atheist episodes in total.
Oh, so this is number 100.
This is the first 100.
And we still don't know what we're doing. I like it.
This is the first 100. Yeah, like you weren't here, but me and Jeff talked about last bonus show that Good Atheist could literally have 3 100 episode celebrations. Mm. The 100 total, 100 bonus, and 100 of the regular podcasts. Mm. Makes it sound like you've recorded 300 shows.
I like it.
So that's this is our first 100. Mm. So congratulations, everybody who's listening,
putting up with us for so long.
Exactly. Of listening to us so much. Now, if you just calculate how many hours you've been listening to us, you probably don't even want to know. And if you're one of those people that listen to our other shows, too, you need a life. I mean, seriously.
That's too much podcasting for one person.
That's too much of us. Four times a week.
Go outside. Play some sports. I don't know.
Go play with your friends. Come on now. It's bad for your ears. Go play with your friends.
Yep. Don't sit inside all day listening to podcasts.
Now, you know, the advantages of Good Atheist, the site, growing is that we're finally beginning to attract some quite amusing crazies. And that's been something I've been looking forward to, because all the other
atheist sites have.
Yeah, they haven't. I mean, I'm like, listen, I'm the most vulgar of these motherfuckers, and I barely get anybody. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? I'm like in your face, and everyone's like, yeah, it's true. Whatever happened to those crazies who want to just sort of find a hill that's ridiculous to die on? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, those ones are saying, no, there's so much evidence for my religion, and you're just like, you're a joke, dude. You were a joke. So finally, I got my real one, my first one, you know? And my whole thing was, I wanted to just find out a little bit more about this guy. This is a dude calling himself George Rick, who wrote basically a comment in just some random part of the blog. It wasn't an article, actually. I think it was just a video that I had shown. And he wanted to, in the comment, he says, well, I would debate with you and tell you that you were wrong, but your vulgarity makes it so that, you know, obviously you are not a reputable site, and, you know, you should check out this book, Techie Worlds, that explains the logic that you need to understand to finally believe.
So you're stupid, vulgar, and wrong, but read this book. It has the answers.
It has the answers. So you know what? I'm a curious guy, so I decided, sure, you know, I'm going to do a search for Techie Worlds. Now I start on Google, because I'm very naive. And I don't find anything in Google. So I'm like, okay, well, he did specify Amazon, so now I have to narrow my search here. So I go on Amazon and I find it. And it's this book. And you know what's funny? Because at first the cover had me a little bit fooled, because I think it wants to pass itself off as a science book. So, cleverly enough, the guy decides to just put a bunch of wrenches as the cover for the book.
Wrenches?
Wrenches.
Like tools.
Yeah, tools.
Okay.
So, you know, you see a book with some tools on it, and you would be surprised how your brain works. You're like, oh, yeah, this must be a good book.
It must be a useful book.
It's fucking tools, man. Everybody needs tools.
Ah, damn foolable monkey brains.
Who the fuck says no to tools? Well, actually, I do. But that's just because storing tools is a problem.
You say no to tools because tools represent the gap between you and your dad.
That's so true.
Every year he buys you power tools, and you're like, Dad, what the fuck?
I know. You know, it's funny because my dad, you know, he wanted to inculcate so many of the things that he loves. You know, he's a hunter. He likes to build things.
He's a man's
man. Completely the opposite.
He's Quebec West, so it's more Lum.
Yeah, you know, landscaper in the summer, lumberjack in the winter. Yeah. 14 generations of lumberjacks, people. I fucking cut that off. Bam! No lumberjacking. That's the last generation.
No shit, man.
So it's pretty crazy, you know, like that's the French side of my family, man. Mm. Some really deep rooted and you know, very religious part. You know, my dad, first rebel, you know, religion. I think that's the part we share. We share that. But that's it, you know. The rest, our interests, completely diverse.
Who knows how different you would be if those nuns didn't beat the shit out of your dad all the time? Who knows what you'd be like?
I don't know. Maybe I'd be like that, you know, the complete opposite. Being a Christian apologetic, or who knows? Mm. Who knows?
But anyways, okay, the book has tools on the cover.
So I look at the author, and sure enough, the name of the author is Dr. George Richter. So that kind of sets off, that's a doctor. Okay, so I decided to read the only review from this Bob Nelson, who basically just says, "Oh, you know, it's your typical. Why is no one reading this?" So when looking at the address,
This is an amazing,
this
book,
is an amazing book, and everything else like that. So I'm like, okay, well, what is the address of this commenter? Huh, Duluth, Minnesota. Okay, well, that's interesting because that is exactly the same address that this George Roop's IP was at. Which also seemingly shares the name of the author. So, you know, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist here, but I believe that this man is a fucking nut job who wrote his own book, reviewed his own book, was delighted by his own book,
and then spread his own book on the internet to other people, saying, you should read this book.
It's really going to open your mind. I read it, and it opened my mind. Didn't you also write it, sir? Is that not significant? Is it, you want to wash over that? Sure, you read it. You also reread it when you were editing.
So what's the book about? What's the deal? Is it like a crazy religious thing, or what's...
The book, as far as I understand it, basically tries to explain to you where God physically is in the world, or in the universe.
Like it's in where his home is?
Yeah. And how that relates to something crazy like interdimensional space that he tries. He basically tries to take Christianity and warp it into some kind of bad science textbook.
Because is it just me, or does it seem like everybody seems to be falling back on quantum physics? It's like, oh yeah, I'd explain to you why my stupid religious or new age bullshit is the way it is, but you would have to understand quantum physics, and I don't think you do.
Oh yeah. I've had conversations with douchebags who are trying to tell me about quantum, you know, mechanics and shit. Not to pretend that I know my shit, but I know when someone knows their shit. That's what my level of knowledge is.
I just tell people,
I'm like, if you know more than me, you know your shit. That's what I'm going to
say. I just tell people, look, if you need quantum physics to understand it, then I'm going to tell you something you'll only understand with quantum physics, and that's fuck off.
Yeah, that is seriously.
You're full of shit, but you full might not understand what I'm telling you because I don't think you understand quantum physics properly.
Yeah, trying to use quantum physics to prove anything is pretty fucking useless and stupid. Mm. It's just because everything about quantum mechanics seems to fly in the face of physical reality as we interpret it. And you know what? That's a fucking paradox we just have to live with. Put it in that little box and say it don't mean shit in the larger macroscopic world. Like, forget about these weird fucking rules and shit. No, you don't get to prove your crazy wacky theories with
it. Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out sooner or later. But yeah, right now it just seems like one of those areas that people just, I mean, The Secret talks about quantum physics all the time.
They love it, man. They try to inject possibly the weakest bit of science you've ever heard of in your life with their laws of attraction bullshit. These are the motherfuckers who are like, well, because your thought generates a wave, that wave manifests and causes things to physically manifest themselves in reality, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, No, no, you're a fucking idiot.
And then the what the bleep do we know people, they were talking about
that
as
well.
It was
so embarrassing. I
see,
mean, they had
all these people.
They had one part where they were saying that Native Americans couldn't see the ships coming in because they had no concept of ships. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, right? So if you don't know about something, it's invisible to you. Really?
Really? Man.
You know, I didn't believe in any buses, and that's how I got hit. Sort of totally invisible speeding wall hit me. It turns out it was a bus, but I had never seen one. Ooh.
Very nice.
Anyways, so yeah, I thought that was quite enjoyable. Our first real crazy nut job trying to, you know, pimp out his book. I'm loving it. You know, they can keep coming, and I'm going to keep on talking about their stuff and just... You want to be visible. I'll make you visible. I'll make you a star.
You know what, Jake, though? He has a book. Do you have a book? He has a book.
He has a book.
I'm
he
just pointing it out there. I'm just telling. I'm just saying.
He does have a book.
I could
mash together every post that I've made and make a book. So what, man? Who wants a shitty book? I'm going to put tools on mine, though, because I know it'll sell well. Nice. I learned that from Techie World. Always put tools on your books. Okay, here's something else I want to talk about. Now, this happened in 1999, so this ain't fresh news, people. But it's back in the news basically because this convicted killer is named Christian Oliver is pretty close to, you know, biting the dust.
Getting executed?
Getting executed.
By America.
By the state! And, you know, he's not too happy about it considering the fact that during his trial, the jury was using the Bible to decide whether or not he should be convicted to death. And one of the main arguments that they were using in their deliberation was a quote from, I think, the Book of Numbers, which basically said, "And if he smite him with an instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death." So because he did indeed kill his victim with a gun, like the holster of a gun,
beat him to death with like the handle or something like that?
Yeah, that's right.
Huh.
Yeah, so this was one of the ways that they were able to kind of decide.
I would actually be surprised if that gun was actually made of iron.
The end parts sometimes are, yeah. I've seen lots of guns with it, but, you know, I'm not a gun expert, and you never see the butt of guns because you play them only in first-person shooters,
yep.
So you never really see the gun itself. You just see the end.
I was just saying that it seems like a pretty... I think it's pretty obvious to everybody. It seems pretty weak that would be basing it on the material of the murder weapon.
Well, they might as well just say, we had to convict him of death because it turns out that he committed his crime on a Sunday... And that's the Lord's Day, so he has to be executed. He was working on that day.
Plus, he was wearing wool, and you know what goes on in prison. Sentence him to death.
It's like he was wearing cloths of two different fabric.
Now,
did you know this? Polyester is a sin, fools.
So, this is back in 1999 that this happens, right? But that's still recent enough that you would like to hope that something would happen.
Right. You would say, hey, you know, they got a great case. You go over and you go to a judge and you say, this is fucking bullshit. We can prove that they were using the Bible. So that's what they tried, but the judge kind of tossed it out because there was insufficient evidence. Now, the kicker here is that the reason there was insufficient evidence is because he did not allow the lawyer to ask the jurors directly if the Bible had been used to deliberate. He wasn't allowed to ask. That's basically it. So he couldn't provide any evidence. He was also not allowed to ask. It works. The system works, everybody.
Don't you love that procedural stuff? I watch a lot of Law and Order. I love it. What's that guy?
I tell you what, man. Every time he hears that, I'm sure he gets a hard on. He's like, Law and Order.
Yeah, Pavlov's. What is it? A gong or
a bell?
No, it's not. It's not really a bell. Anyways, whatever the fuck it is, yeah, it gets me drooling.
Pavlov's dong. What are you gonna call it? Dong?
No, Pavlov's bell. Uh-huh. So I was saying it's not really a bell. It's not really a It's like a gong or something. I don't know what it is.
How the fuck do they make that noise?
I don't know.
You're the fan,
no,
man.
You know what
you're
I
the
think?
Fan. Why don't you tell me?
Because I don't watch it for the gong or whatever it is.
Well,
I watch it for the
if
watch
people
it for
geek
the
out on it.
DAs.
Sometimes they fucking go and they read about the show, the stars.
Trust me, I've read the wiki page. Stuff. They don't say anything like that. There's really? No information. You know what? I bet
and
you,
they tell you in Jurassic Park that the fucking raptors made with a lion and all these other different animals, and they can't tell you what makes the coon coon sound in Law and Order.
No, I do know. Like, thinking about it, it's very clearly a cheesy synthesizer sound. Think about the fucking theme.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Exactly. So that is obviously some kind of just cheap synthesizer, dong-dong, that they've just been using forever.
That's why they don't come clean about it. It's just embarrassing, really, synthesizer music.
They're like, yeah, it's like a Yamaha TX-5. We have to get them on eBay now.
You know what I love about synthesizers? It almost made it as an instrument, then it got dissed. Bam! Right back down, bitch.
Well, they're still around. It's just that everybody hides it. There's a lot of synth shame, and deservedly so after the 80s.
Oh, yeah. They just went too far, man. Mm. They went too far. So anyways, it looks like this guy's probably going to bite the dust. I mean, Texas is pretty fucking execution happy. Of all the states... They're the worst. They're the ones who are just like, fry them! Fry the retarded, fry juveniles, fry fucking everybody.
Well, wasn't Florida really bad as well? I have nothing, no idea about statistics.
I don't know, but I do know Florida's crazy. That's so, you might be onto something, but I don't want to quote, and I don't want to take a stance here, because I don't want to be wrong. I mean, I'm wrong often enough. But still, you know, I guess for me, this story it just reminds me that I am afraid of the law because I'm afraid of my peers. You know, I'm afraid to be judged by a jury of my quote-unquote peers. Yeah. Because I don't really believe that my peers are capable of making any kind of rational fucking decision. I mean, think about this. We have a serious problem where we will believe eyewitness testimony more than we do, say, video camera evidence, you know? Or DNA evidence, even though we know that human beings are completely unreliable. But we just have this tendency to just go where their guts. Oh, well, the person can't be lying. They looked me straight in the face, and they were so, you know, passionate about it, they had to be correct. And you're like, oh, my God, when it's these kinds of human beings making decisions about your future, it's just too scary. It's just too scary for me.
Just the entire concept of trial by jury is, I mean... Here's what you got to balance it by is you have to decide what are you more afraid of, being a trial by judge or a trial by jury. And I can understand why back in the day people would have been like, give me a jury, hell yeah. Now I'm like, give me a fucking judge. Give me a judge, please, dear God. And if I get a shitty judge, I'll just fucking appeal. And it's no big deal. But juries are just fucking retards, man.
They do worry me. They do worry me.
And it's just crazy. In the States, everybody is always getting jury duty.
Jury duty? I know. That was the weirdest thing. Like, when we started actually our other site, Fightlinker, we have a lot of American fans there, and everybody's always talking about doing jury duty. I'm like, I have never met a person who's actually done jury duty. Never. Met one. Mm-hmm. I've met a lot of people.
I'm sure you have. I'm sure they just didn't mention it. But let me tell you what, I guarantee you, in Canada, you're not going to find too many of these people. Just because it just doesn't happen all that much.
It really doesn't. But, you know, the U.S., it's a very litigious country. There are more lawyers in the United States of America than everywhere else on Earth. So, yeah, you're gonna be part of that legal system a lot. I already don't like the legal system. And I just like the fact that everything is just generally leave you alone when you're in a not overly litigious place. Mm. Although, I mean, who knows? In the future, we will probably be sued for a variety of reasons. So,
oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah, when you're...
It's coming.
It's coming.
we'll get to find out if we end up in jail for like a couple of years. Like, what was it? Was it Cheech or Chong? This is one of those things where, man, I really wish we did do...
It's Chong.
Yeah,
it's,
Chong ended up in jail for a couple of years for selling bongs from Canada.
Yeah, from Vancouver. He was selling bongs.
So they put him in jail for, I can't remember, it was like 2 or 3 years.
Well, here's the thing. In certain states, there are laws that any paraphernalia that you mail... will be considered as weight, like the same, like its weight will be considered the same as the if it was marijuana. So if your bong weighs 30 pounds, it's like you ship 30 pounds of marijuana.
Wow. That's just the dumbest fucking law in the history of the universe.
Didn't invent it. I don't know which state that is, but, you know, and in some places it's even separate counties can have their own laws. Let me tell you, there are places where it is just scary to even contemplate having any just dust of marijuana in your car. You know what I mean? Like, just, that's it. Your life is over. They find one joint and you don't have a house anymore. You just, they take it away. That's what they do. You know, they will take away your property. That's the first thing that most states do as soon as there's any marijuana involvement. Seizure of property. So it's got to be fucking scary in some places.
I tell you, I think so. Would I be accurate in saying that your main fear of the law stems from the fact from the fact that you're afraid that someday your weed smoking will get you in trouble somehow?
No. That's not it. I mean, I suppose it's kind of a coincidence that we're talking about these two things. But I'm just mentioning how the reason why I'm fearful of laws is just because they can be so unreasonable sometimes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The laws that I just told you about are completely and utterly fucking unreasonable. And couple that with the fact that now you have to be judged by by people who are equally unreasonable. No. This is a fucking recipe for disaster. I mean, our problem, I think, as a society is we create too many laws. We have this ridiculous notion in our minds that if you create laws, then you eliminate any particular problem because you're like, well, people are law-abiding and everyone's going to follow the law. And you're like, no, you're just creating scofflaws now and you're making it illegal to do what was once not illegal.
And you're basically setting up a system where whoever's in power gets to selectively prosecute whoever they want because you've got laws on the books saying that you can pretty much take anybody out. I mean, I guarantee you, cops went through my house, I'd be going to jail, not for anything too, probably just for that spindle of movies sitting somewhere. That was probably how they'd get me. I would get taken.
You could get anybody. Mm-hmm. You could really get anybody. Everybody's got some fucking little skeleton in the closet, something they did. Maybe you didn't fucking declare all your money on your income tax. Maybe you fucking sold a bunch of shit, didn't tell nobody, went on a vacation, or did something, you know? And it could come back to you. And that's the really shitty thing about these types of laws. And they're designed to punish people. And that's what they do. And I really don't like that concept. We should be very careful about how we, you know, prosecute people that offend. Because, you know what, even if the law doesn't exist, they'd be offending it. And when the law exists still, they offend it. I mean, there's just, what are you supposed to do with these people? The essential problem that I have. Anyways, that's my tirade about law. And I'm sure it'll generate lots of comments because we have lots of lawyer friends and fans, and they'll probably go back and say, you have no idea of the necessity of law.
You just have some very strange ideas about how the law should change.
Well, I'm not saying I have any ideas about it. I'm just a critique. I am criticizing it. I'm saying something is wrong here. I don't necessarily have all the answers, but I dare anybody to come around and convince me that this is the best that we have, you know, like that you can't get better.
No, it's the best that we have, but it's not the best we could do, you know, and it's not the best we could have. It's actually quite terrible. Okay, rolling on.
All right, let's move on. We're going to finish by talking about Bill Maher because I realized last mailbag, we got quite a few questions about Bill, and I don't think we addressed it that much in the podcast, but I did want to talk about it because so many people are fucking divided about that shit. They're like, what am I supposed to think about Bill Maher? Now, to clarify, for those of you who don't know, the reason that there's any controversy is because Bill Maher is anti-modern medicine and anti-vaccination. And I don't know if that matters to most of you because it doesn't necessarily matter to everybody. I mean, I didn't care about that shit.
I couldn't give any less of a shit. I mean, people who try and say, oh, well, Bill Maher's an amazing guy because he's an atheist. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? There are a ton of piece of shit atheists out there that you should not be friends with or respect. So that just get that out of the way. Number two, just because you're an atheist doesn't mean you're smart.
Nope.
No, it does not. Number three, just because someone believes in one thing doesn't mean they should believe one thing that's the same as you doesn't mean that they should believe all the same things. And if that doesn't happen, it's a betrayal. And oh my God, Bill Maher is a betrayer.
Yeah.
Relax, people.
Honestly,
we all have stupid beliefs. Jake has stupid beliefs about the law.
I think just all of my beliefs are stupid.
And you know what? My philosophy about everything is just you're going to be wrong about something. Just try to make sure that what you're wrong about isn't a big deal, you know. Mm. And that's the reason why I'm fucking not impressed with Bill Maher, because his dumb beliefs are a fucking big deal. You know, when guys like him say, "Oh, there's mercury in vaccination shots and then aluminum, and these will cause Alzheimer's, and it's a plot by pharmaceutical companies to brainwash us," and you're like, "What the fuck are you saying, Bill? What the fuck are you saying? Whoa, slow the fuck down." Number one, no, there is not any mercury in the fluid for vaccination. That's a thing that they've been saying since the fucking 80s, and it's not true. It's just shit people fucking make up, all right? And every study that these people cite have all been debunked, and they all go back to, remember that whole Lancet article? Remember, we did a whole podcast on this. Mm. So if you guys don't know about it, I think it's actually one of the free ones. So fucking go and listen to it. Basically, that article that was published that opened up that controversy that vaccinations cause autism, and it turns out it was just a giant piece of shit, bullshit, crap, fuck, lie.
You got to realize that anybody can put out a scientific paper. We were thinking about putting out a scientific paper.
Yeah. What was it on?
We were talking. It was something relatively simple, something about video games or something like that.
You wanted to test to see if reflexes could be enhanced with the use of marijuana in video games.
Yeah, it was a stoner idea. Don't think anything of it, listeners. Trust me, it was one of those things we thought of, and it's just like. Back of the mind, but just
but
just
it would be fun as hell.
Yeah,
I mean, let's not what, science can't be fun? Fuck you.
Yeah, I live in the Beekman's world of science.
Hell's yeah, man. You know what? I think fun science is hugely popular. I mean, look at MythBusters. That's what that is. It's not real science. It's fun science.
I think MythBusters is stupid science.
All right. Well, you know what? When we go to those atheist conventions, keep that on the DL, fucker, because we're just going to get flogged. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? That's their little holy grail, man.
So let me understand this. You get to be a controversial cocksucker every single day of our life, wandering around here in Montreal. But we go to the amazing meeting, and I have to play and be the normal one. Fuck, no way in hell. I'm going to be exactly who I am. And if that's offensive at the amazing meeting or whatever, then whatever.
Okay, well, just so that you're aware then.
Mm-hmm.
So that you are aware now that it creates conflict.
Yeah, I'll just do some research. So anybody that...
Yeah, well, you'll have to, because I'm sure these people are probably pretty fucking hardcore and will defend them to the death. So I'm just telling you, like... Also, the whole thing is, you know, most of our fans and most of the people we meet are probably tremendously intelligent, so be careful. Study your shit!
I'm not going to be getting into any crazy arguments or anything like that.
I think that's just the nature of it. You probably will. I mean...
I really don't. Unlike you, I don't butt heads with anybody, really, ever. I'm pretty good at just getting along and talking about stuff that doesn't involve arguing about facts. Let's just leave it at that.
No arguing about facts. Okay. Anyways, so back to Bill here, and Michael Shermer put up, the reason why I'm talking about Bill is Michael Shermer put up a post on RichardDawkins.net, an open letter to
Bill. Who's Michael Shermer? Was Shermer the one that wrote Why We Believe?
Why people believe weird things? He also wrote Why Darwin Matters and The Science of Good and Evil.
Hmm.
So Michael Shermer is the editor in chief of Skeptic Magazine. So. And you know, he is an expert in believing in stupid shit. I mean, he used to be an evangelical Christian, and he was a creationist in everything.
Like a 6,000 years creationist?
I'm not 100% sure about that, so don't quote me on it, but he may have been. It may have been that bad. Like, he was very delusional about it. And he just, you know, he went to school, he was studying psychology, and then he started studying a bit of science, and then all of a sudden it's kind of like, kapow!
The whole thing unraveled. Funny how that happens all the time, eh?
It is funny. Well, you know, in his book, Why People Believe Weird Things, he has an intro where he talks about all the weird diet shit that he tried when he was still kind of, before he was a skeptic, really. Because he's one of those guys who just loves biking for... You know, crazy distances, like fucking hundreds of kilometers kind of biker, you know? Like, just probably, kinda like he probably can't feel his dick anymore.
I'm,
you know,
just hoping he's had kids.
I believe he's had kids. Older.
Okay, well, that's good.
So when you're older and you don't need a hard dick anymore, you can go biking. Anyways. So he was talking about these colonics that he used to do and all this other kind of shit. So it takes a person who's experienced believing stupid things to be able to tell you why people believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in terms of writing a letter to Bill Maher, I think there's no better choice than Michael Shermer. You know, it's just you want the life story of fucking believing weird things. Take it from Michael Shermer. So, and you know what? I thought it was very diplomatic. I wouldn't have written it like that. I would have written it confrontationally, being like, Bill, why the fuck are you being a retard? Because, you know, here you are saying one minute that religious irrationality is dangerous, and yet his own irrationality is dangerous as well. You know, it puts people's lives at risk.
And, you know, you can forgive religious people to a certain degree because it's not direct. You know what I mean? Like, believing in God is not directly dangerous to other people. It's all the extensions of that.
Right. It's the consequences of that belief.
The whole spreading, the whole virus, all of this information about these things being dangerous. Now, that is directly fucking dangerous. That's information you're giving other people, telling them not to do these things.
Yeah, it's false. Not only is it false information, but it's also, I mean, it's selective evidence. You know, it's the kind of shit that you see all the time from people like, you know, intelligent design advocate Ben Stein, you know, who's just going to basically quote mine and manipulate the facts to fit his bullshit idea. And if that's what you have to do, if you have to select information, then you are wrong, okay? You are fucking wrong. You are quote mining. You are fucking, you know, you want whatever it is that you believe to be right. And in Bill's situation, it's just like that. He doesn't trust medicine. You know, he views the collusion between big pharma and government and all this other kind of stuff, and he sees it as in that conspiracy theorist kind of way. And and we're all sympathetic to that to some degree because,
well, we all
we've all experienced that doctor who questionably recommends this product, you know, this drug, and you're like, why the fuck do I need this, doctor? It's like, oh, nice bag, nice gym bag with that same logo on it. That's
where did
weird.
They send you over this vacation?
So we know there's an uncomfortable collusion, but we don't turn around and say, well, that must mean that there's a conspiracy to implant chips in your brain that will, you know, do mind control or whatever the fuck these idiots believe, because it'll go from one extreme to another. But the main point is, don't trust people trying to give you injections. That's what it really boiled down to. They're like, injections is bad. No, actually, they're very good. You know, it's vaccination is really, really important. I mean, especially in kids. I mean, if you've ever had kids, you know why. They're gigantic germ bags. Okay, you don't have to be worried about making a kid sick. Worry about the kid making you sick. That's the general thing about kids. So their immune systems are going insane. They're going nuts, trying to adapt themselves to all these new viruses and knowing how to react. And vaccination is part of that. Vaccination what gives allows them to have some immunity to some really fucking deadly viruses that are just waiting to come back. You know, there are certain viruses that they can be dormant for hundreds and thousands of years. They're not even technically fucking alive, so they don't die. You know? They just dry up. The protein dries up, and then they can't do anything.
But once it gets moist, it's action time.
Exactly! How fucked up is that? You know? And meanwhile, people are like, oh, forget about it. You don't take injections. Just because you don't see all the dangers in the world doesn't mean they don't fucking exist. All right? Stop living in a fairy tale where all of a sudden, you know, there isn't something out there trying to kill us. There is, and they're really small and you can't see them. The enemy of humanity is the microscopic, I assure you. It will always be like that. Unless we fucking get a handle on it now.
Or unless space aliens come down and destroy us.
Well, I guess that's the other way. Jeez, jumping to the conclusions.
Just put it out there. I suppose an asteroid could do us in too.
Well, there's lots of natural disasters.
Armageddon.
I mean, don't you know the fucking Yellowstone National Park is home to the largest active volcano in the world? And it's about 40,000 years overdue for an explosion.
Yeah, weren't there a whole bunch of weird bleeps and bloops and dongs that they were picking up on sonar there? Like, really, some strange
some scary
shit.
Things.
A couple months ago, I was reading about that, and I was like, well, that's kind of strange. Look, always interesting when there's those weird sonar things in different regions, and it's just, you read a tiny article on it in some science site, and you're like, well, I guess it must have meant something because they posted about it. But what is this bloop they picked up at the bottom of the ocean? What are these things?
And it's funny because science has to be really fair and honest and say, we don't know what that is, which scares the shit out of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that motherfucker, that it explodes every 600,000 years, man. And it... The last time it made it, it had a ring of devastation of like about 2,000 kilometers, a radius of 2,000 kilometers. So I actually think we're within, I think we're within close range. You know, we'd just be, it'd be another fucking nuclear winter for two or three winters. It'd be terrible.
Mm.
Yeah?
I would move. Definitely move.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Land value would go down. No reason to
stick
around.
I'm moving with my sister in Bermuda. That's fucking happening.
Oh. Yeah, sure she'll let you.
You're right. It's probably a bad idea. Okay, I think with that, we're going to wrap things up. I want to thank everybody that's contributed to becoming a patron. That we've got lots of new people, too. So big heads up to you guys. As we grow, more exciting things fucking keep happening. And trust me, the future of TGA is very bright. It takes time, you know. Unfortunately, Good Atheist, we can't devote as much time as we fairly should to Good Atheist, but
we'll get there.
We'll get there, you know. And I think part of that is going to be reaching out to you guys and building a community. So I want you guys to keep in mind, if you're interested and you want to lend your services and your help, then we're going to devise a system that's going to allow you to do that. And we just want to build the fucking baddest place on the planet for atheists to hang out with. Seriously. And hook up, hopefully. If there's enough hot girls on, I don't know. I'm going to try to bring them, guys.
Well, how's Atheist Network for hot chicks? Have you checked
it out? It's pretty good.
Not
I mean,
bad.
most of the... I mean, like I told you, obviously when a girl's an atheist, she's like fucking... That's a league jump right there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like just watching a girl and knowing that she does not believe in God, you're just like, damn, baby, it's hot.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm sure people have hooked up. Anyways, we're going to catch everybody for the Friday show. So with that, I say goodbye to you. With that, I'm Jacob Fortan.
I'm Ryan Harkness.
Have a good Atheist Day, everybody.